A sweeping lands plan for eastern Utah became proposed legislation Thursday. Members of the Utah congressional delegation formally presented a pair of bills based on the Public Lands Initiative that's been in the works for 3 years. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Utah Congressman Rob Bishop and Jason Chaffetz have been taking input from all over Utah, including miners, ranchers, and OHV enthusiasts. They've also conferred with conservation groups and Native American tribes concerned about protecting natural and cultural resources. Casey Snyder is a congressional staffer who's been working on the proposal.
I think what we see this morning represents another step in a process of, you know, bringing certainty and resolution to some very controversial and very beautiful landscapes in southeast Utah.
Members of the San Juan County Commission praised the Lands Initiative during a meeting in Monticello Thursday with U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. Meanwhile, environmental groups joined Native Americans in attacking the pair of bills for doing too little to conserve irreplaceable resources. Navajo Mary Benali is a board member of Utah Dene Bekea.
I believe that this land should be left as it is in natural state, that there shouldn't be any drilling, there shouldn't be any mining. It's just for us humans.
A coalition of tribes and environmental groups have abandoned Bishop's approach. They're urging President Barack Obama to create a national monument that would put 1.9 million acres under federal control, coordinated with local tribes. It may be that time is on the side of these opponents. That's because the Bishop bills need to pass the House and the Senate, and lawmakers have only 40 days remaining in their congressional session. Judy Fays, KUER News.